Good evening, church. So good to see all of you this evening. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, so good to see you. Yeah, so good to see you. We want to welcome you to our first service. We're glad that you came and you showed up today. Look at the house today. It's full, you know, full house today. Almost, you know, almost there. And it's good to preach to filled up chairs. You know, so good to see all of you. If you're hungry for the Lord, join us tomorrow at 9:30. You know, we have another service. Pastor Rajan will be preaching, and I believe it's going to be powerful. Amen. And please sign up for the family camp. How many of you already? Let's play this game. How many of you already signed up for the family camp? Be honest before the Lord. Remember what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? Just kidding. It's a new covenant. How many of you would like to sign up? The family camp. Okay. How many of you like, Pastor, I don't even know what to do with my life. Anyway, just joking with you, but sign up. We're going to have fun. You know, we're gonna actually fill up that whole Desaru course. We're gonna have places we can sit. And then we're going to fellowship. We're going to play games. And we're going to have fun. Is that okay? Yeah, good to see all of you. Tonight, I want to preach a few things. But before that, Uncle Nelson, can you stand up, Uncle? Uncle. Brother Nelson, yeah. Yeah. There's only one Nelson in Kiriala. You and your wife, please. Thank you, Lord. I felt I have a word from the Lord. Why don't you close your eyes? Thank you, Father. Stretch your hands towards this beautiful couple. Thank you, Father. I pray for your grace tonight. As I was worshiping, I felt the Lord says, it's extending your influence. I saw in my spirit, there's some kind of thing that you are signing that's going to be in the national, like there's a national influence the Lord is giving you. And these are the season the Lord is, I favored you in the past season. But the season, the favor that's coming over in the next season is the favor of connection, says the Lord. God's going to give you a connection that you have never had before. And I saw your hand, one hand in the marketplace, but your other hand in the kingdom of the Lord. And I sense like the Lord has raised you up like a dad. You know, like, you know, like Joseph, that as you will be in the kingdom of the world, at the same time you're in the kingdom of the world, you're being influenced there. And I sense in my heart, I don't know if you guys have not been sleeping well, but there's going to be a rest of the Lord over you. Next couple of days, I sense the Lord's going to speak to you like there's a voice of the Lord for this season that's coming over you and over your family. And I saw this picture. I heard the word legacy over you. The Lord is saying you're going to leave legacy. You know, there's something about family. There's something about family. There's a new kingdom family kind of anointing. Like not because of anything, but I really felt like legacy. You're going to leave legacy for your kids. And I sense again the favor of God's connection over you. God bless the beautiful couple. Lord, I pray you lose them and bless your son. And Lord, or bless your children, Lord. They will not fall sick. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen, amen, amen. Amen. And I want to pray for Ezekiel. Huh? Ezekiel, yeah. Pastor pula. Uncle, I still call him uncle. Uncle, Dato T's son, Ezekiel. This is Ezekiel, guys. He's here with us. How long you'll be here for? September. Okay, good. One of these days we go out for coffee, okay? But he's here from, studying in UK. But he said, let's stretch our hands towards him. Let's bless us a house. Father, we thank you for this young man who grew up in the youth service. He and his brother, we thank you for the call. Ezekiel, there's such a call of God over your life. And I sense this word came to my heart. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. The Lord says, when you were in your mother's womb, I appointed you as a prophet for nations. And, where you are at, like, you know, God's going to bring, I don't know if you already have, I see godly people coming around you and going to bless you with the voice of the Lord. I also feel the Lord is saying, like, the appointed time, you're going to serve the Lord. But as you will go, as the September will come, I know there's going to be such a presence of the Lord when you go back this time. It's as if seasons are changing over you. Seasons are changing over you, and I pray tonight, Lord. I pray you'll put the right people around him, God. And I, Lord, you'll put the right people. This is not the time, but I sense you will raise up a kingdom family. You know, I'm not prophesying you're going to get married tomorrow, but if that happens, let bless the Lord. But I'm saying that you are one of those guys in the kingdom that's going to raise up families. godly family God is releasing over you. So we bless you as your time in here with your family. I even sense as a family you take lunch or dinner, I sense the presence of God is just surrounding the whole, your whole family and your father, mother, and your brother. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a mighty clap? Awesome. Let's look to the word. Let's look at John chapter 3. Last weekend I was in Cebu. God did something powerful. A man came with paralyzed, hardly could walk. And we prayed for him and he started walking. Isn't that amazing? You know, Jared was there. You know, he couldn't even move and we prayed for him. He came. And a young girl who have never spoken, like never spoken her whole life, she was mute. First day we prayed, you know, she getting delivered. Second day, on the third day, she said, Mom. The word Mom came out from her. First time ever. Amen. How many of you know we live in such an exciting time? Our God is still doing miracles. Amen. So we give the Lord all glory and honor. Some of you texted me. How many of you were here 2 weeks ago when I preached on favor of God? How many of you remember that sermon? If you haven't listened to that, go YouTube and listen to that sermon. Many of you texted that after listening to that sermon, many of you had a breakthrough in your business. Okay, not just one. Few of you, like, you know, I can don't want to mention name, but, you know, I want to give the Lord glory. And because truly that I sense in my heart, Calvary Community Church, we are walking in the favor of the Lord. Amen. We are highly favored by the Lord. When I say church, all of us, amen? We are highly favored by the Lord. But tonight, I want to talk about the counsel of the Lord. I want to talk about the mind of Christ. Okay, I want to talk about the mind of Christ. Very quickly, I want to turn to John chapter 1, verse 43. John chapter 1, verse 43. Is everybody good? Why you guys look so serious? You must see the way Vicky is looking at me. John chapter 1, verse 43. All right? Let's read verse 43. I'm going to read. Just follow with me, okay? Don't fall asleep. Just follow with me. Because this, what I'm going to share, I really sense, you know, as the favor of the Lord is being given to you. How many of you know, there's one thing that God gives you favor, but another thing, you need wisdom how to handle the favor. Amen? In Tamil, there's a word they say, you cannot give flowers to the monkeys. You know, I'm not saying you guys, not you monkey, I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, you cannot give something. Jesus said, don't take the pearl and give to the swine. Why? The swine will never know how to. I'm not saying you guys, please, why are you looking at me like that? No, it's a parable. What I'm trying to say, God wants to give us favor. The other thing we need is the wisdom to handle the favor of God. Amen. See, for example, the prodigal son, the father walked in favor, but he had some kind of foolishness to take what, you know, father's business and go and waste and all those stuff. Why? He had favor, but he didn't have wisdom. How many of you know you can be anointed, but you still need the wisdom of the Lord to walk in your anointing? How many of you know you can be as holy or whatever it is, but it's the wisdom of the Lord that sustains the favor of God over your life? I'm going to look at the mind of Christ because it's so important that we as a church, as a believer, each one of us, we walk in the wisdom of the Lord, the counsel of God, the mind of God. Amen? Amen? Can I preach on that? Amen? All those who are awake, say amen. Okay, verse 43, it says, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee and he found Philip and said to him, follow me. And now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Now Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and all the prophet wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And what in verse 46, please, I pray that you will glue your heart to the word of the Lord tonight. And Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth. Nazareth. And Nathanael and Philip said, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, right? And said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there's no deceit. Looking for my notes here. And Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Look at this powerful story. How do you know me? And Jesus answered and said, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you, said Jesus. Before you even came, I saw you. Before you were even appearing, like you were there, but I saw. Nathanael haven't even met Jesus, but Jesus already saw Nathanael. All right? Let me share this story. And then Nathanael answered and said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Jesus answered to him and said, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? Jesus said, you will see greater things than this. And he said to him, most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heavens open. You will see heavens open, the angel of God, what? Ascending and descending. Angel of God is what, church? It's ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Yes, an interesting story I want to start off with this morning, this tonight. Here, Nathanael, God, Jesus sees Nathanael before he meets. And many instances like this, you will see, Jesus will always know the person before he meets them. Jesus already have a clue before Jesus met the Samaritan woman. Jesus goes like, bring your husband. And the Samaritan woman go like, I don't have a husband. She's trying to be clever to Jesus. And Jesus goes like, yeah, you're right. That the one that with you is not your husband because you already have few. And you see instances like this. Before Jesus saw somebody, you already know what who the person is or what are going through or whatsoever. And Jesus said this. Jesus said, the disciple looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, teach us to pray and all those things. And Jesus always told the disciple this. I always see what my Father is seeing and always do what my Father is doing. And in another word, Jesus always showed the world what the Father was thinking. Jesus constantly was telling everyone around them, this is what the Father is saying. For instance, he healed the sick. And after he healed the sick, he said, this is the kingdom of God is here. When he was looking at the Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 19, verse 1. Zacchaeus, today I want to come to your house. He was revealing the heart of God. He was revealing the mind of Christ. He was revealing the counsel of God in that moment. I want you to know from the book of Malachi to the book of Matthew. Everybody say Malachi. To the book of Matthew, the scholar says that there was a silence in the heart of God. There was silence. There was a silent period of God. But the beautiful thing about the new covenant, Jesus came to establish the new covenant is, Jesus came to break the silence of the Father. Jesus came and he broke the silence. He said, the kingdom of God is here. So what I'm trying to say is, when Jesus was on the earth, he came to reveal to us the voice of God in our life. Everywhere Jesus went, he saw to say, this is what a kingdom of God is saying. This is what the Father is saying. This is what the counsel of God is being revealed. For instance, when the disciple came, told Jesus, let's destroy these guys. You know why? They are sleeping on Sunday service. No, I'm just kidding. Why now? Lord, let's destroy this guy because they don't believe in you. And Jesus said, looked at the disciple and said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're talking from. My Father came to seek the lost. Why? Jesus was revealing at that very moment, Jesus was revealing the counsel and the mind of God in that situation. Amen. How many of you know the world is looking for the mind of God? The world is waiting to experience the counsel of the Lord. All right, I'm going to talk about that. It's a spirit of wisdom. I was on a phone yesterday. Somebody called me 2 days ago and say, "Hi, Mister, I have a Marriott membership." Marriott membership. How many of you know? Marriott membership. And this is the discount. Buy one, free one. Da da da. At the first day, I'm like, "This, I don't need this. I don't have time for Marriotts." They was like, "You can do this, whatever." And I was thinking, actually, I travel a lot. Maybe I should get one. And I was like, oh. Then I just left it. The next day, she calls me again. you know, on Friday morning, I was in the office, and she calls me and says, Mister, can you consider this Marriott membership? You know, this is the benefit you get. One, you know, one. She was just talking about all this stuff. And while she was talking, church, I'm not saying I was under the anointing, like, you know, fire or whatever. I'm just in the office, you know, just doing a few things. And suddenly the Holy Spirit, suddenly I had a counsel of the Lord in that moment. Suddenly I had such a word of the Lord over her. I said, listen, woman, there's something happened to your family. And then she's like, oh, sir, how do you know? Then the Lord began to reveal things to me, like, hey, you actually, this is what it is. And I begin to tell her, like, this is what the Jesus is saying over her. You won't believe this. On the phone, all right? Like, while answering the call, she's crying. She's supposed to sell me Marriott membership. And here she's weeping. And I say that's a burden that's lifting up from you. And she started crying. And I believe she was getting delivered. She was trying to sell Marriott. I sold Jesus to her. As I put on the phone, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I revealed my purpose for her. The mind of God was revealed to her in that moment. I could have just gone like, it was just a phone, you know, just a call. I'm irritated. Why are you calling me? But as I lean in into the voice of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, the heart of God. We just sang this evening. Show me your heart, God. Remember you said? I don't know what he sang, but something he sang. It's a very old song. I don't know why. I mean, anyway, let's not go there. But, you know, it's a powerful song anyway. God began to reveal the heart of God. And I want to tell you, church, I sense in my heart some of you are going to have a divine favor with man because God's going to reveal his heart over some things over your life. Amen. What am I saying? You know, there's going to be a time, prophetically, I believe, whether it's in your business world or in your family, whatever, God is about to reveal those things that's hidden so that you can see what God has for you. Amen. For instance, you know, I pray that you catch this because this is so powerful. For instance, I was in the flight, right, going from where I can't even remember by now, KL to Sri Lanka, right? And you know, Pastor Chandra was there, and we are going to establish something that we are talking. And you know, they were, you know, it's nighttime, all the lights off. I turn on the light. I wanted to read some things, and I'm, you know, the light's only on me, and I'm reading. I'm trying to read, and I'm started crying. How many of you know God loves to reveal Himself to you? Tell your neighbor and say, God wants to reveal Himself to you. And I'm like, God, why am I crying? I wasn't crying because I'm single or whatever. Well, you guys laugh. Oh, making fun of me. And I wait, like, yeah, wait. I wasn't crying because I was, oh, God, I'm not good enough, you know, whatever. Like, I wasn't crying because I was like, why am I crying? And then the Lord says, I'm showing you my heart. I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? Then Hebrew, you know, the book of Hebrews says, all our senses are trained to know Him. Do you know all your senses can, you know, all your senses, right? All your five senses can recognize God. And I'm like, I'm crying, right? I'm like, God, why am I so emotional right now? And the Lord speaks to me, you know, like a voice, the counsel of the Lord. At the moment, the kingdom of God is being revealed. And the Lord says, the stewardess, air stewardess that you saw, tell her that don't take, tell her don't commit suicide. And I'm weeping, you know, God. Well, number one, I'm glad you're speaking to me. I feel the emotions. Number two, Lord, if I don't want to do it, God. And I'm like, God, I'm like, God, should I do it? Should I do it? I've done it so many times, you know. I'm like, all right, let's get out from the chair. And I went right in front to the flight. And, you know, as a young man, you talk to another young girl, you would go like, what are you looking at? She was beautiful, whatever. You know, she's like, excuse me, sir. And I say, hey, I know it's awkward a little bit, but I want to let you know, I love Jesus, I said. I said, how many of you know, people sometimes want to know who you love. Sometimes you just tell Jesus loves, you know, you love Jesus. And I looked at them and said, I love Jesus. I know it sounds crazy. I'm sure no one would have ever tell you that they love Jesus. She said, yeah. So, and I said, Jesus told me that you shouldn't take your life. And then she quickly put, sleeve down. And then the sleeve keep coming up, you know. She's put a sleeve down and she came up and I saw wounds. She's trying to cut herself. And I said, this is what the Lord is saying. By the time I say, Jesus is saying, tears is flowing from her eyes. Flowing like. And I say, you're not supposed to be here. And she looked at me, then even more she's getting touched by the Lord. She said, I'm a nurse. But I had a break. I began to see things and I began to say like, relationship and, you know, this thing, disappointment. I see you in a wedding, but it didn't happen. And by now, I'm reading a mail, you know. By now, I'm like saying things. She's like freaking out. She's like, how do you know this? I said, Jesus is speaking to me. And as you know, as I said, you're not supposed to be here. She said, yes, I'm a nurse. I'm here because I got disappointed. My wedding didn't happen. And I decided to run away from that pain. I've signed up to be an air stewardess. And I begin to share to her, and the counsel, the mind of God, will reveal at that moment. The heart of God, the mind of God. Yes, can we give the Lord mighty clap? Because Charlotte's trying to clap. Nobody's clapping. Sometimes you be bold, you know, clap. Stand up and clap. Don't be afraid. And you know what, church? I begin to pray for her, and I led her to the Lord. With, you know, she's crying, trying to get tissues, and she just wept. And I don't ask phone numbers. I said, if you ever, ever, ever feel like you need to talk to somebody, I give, you know, my email and, she's from the KL. I said, contact this church. What I experienced is the counsel of the Lord at that moment. And the counsel of the Lord is, church, is the wisdom of God. Okay, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's the wisdom of the Lord that being expressed in that moment, whether it's word of knowledge, whether it's a thought, whether it's a song, whether it's a solved problem, you know, something that God is releasing to solve a problem, that's actually a counsel of the Lord. What we need for the next step of our life, for each one, every one of us, a prophetic counsel of God. Amen? A prophetic counsel of God. And God always speaks to us. You know, sometimes we are glued to 1980s. 1980s, God spoke to me. How many of you, every new day, God wants to reveal His counsel? Every new day, everywhere you go, God wants to reveal Himself. He revealed Himself to the thoughts or whatever. But let's look at the scripture this morning, this evening. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 says, however, we speak wisdom among those who mature, yet not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. The wisdom of the rulers, it comes to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God. Everybody say wisdom of God. In a mystery, and the hidden wisdom which ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for they had known, they would have not crucified Lord of glory. And then here comes the best part of the scripture, right? And many times we look at the scripture, and then actually there's a wrong way of looking at the scripture, because the scripture says that it's written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. And then we tie this scripture to Isaiah 55. We say, you know, His thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are not His thoughts. What happens is, if we don't, we just stop at that particular verse. If you stop at just verse 9, what you will believe is, I cannot know the mind of God. Because he said, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, it has not entered the heart of man what God has prepared. That means, we, you know, that's a belief that we say, God, I don't know what God is saying, la. I don't know what God is doing, la. And then we tie it in this scripture and say, you know, his thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are not his thoughts. Yes, this scripture is taken from the Old Testament. Okay, this is an old covenant way of language. They are saying God is immeasurably powerful that we cannot obtain his mind. But the beautiful thing for us who are in the new covenant is the next verse, it says, but God has revealed his mind to us. Look at the next verse. But God has revealed them. Then what is that them? The wisdom and the manifold, you know, of wisdom, manifold wisdom and the knowledge and the mind and the counsel of God is revealed to them through what? Through His Spirit. Through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. And for, you know, the, you know what the scripture says, as you go on, for the time's sake, we don't have, but as you go on, what the scripture is saying is, the scripture is saying, you know, and verse, let's end with this word, verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Who can instruct God? Who can have the mind of God? The mind of God is Him. It's like His counsel, His voice, and He's speaking, you know, the solution for things. The mind of God, the very mind of God. But this is what Paul writes. He said, but we have the mind of Christ. Colossians 3:1 says, do not seek the things, you know, below, but things seek the things of above, which Christ is seated. Mind of Christ. And I want to encourage you tonight, that each and every one of us in the new covenant, you carry the mind of God inside of you. You carry the counsel of the Lord inside of you. You are able to recognize His voice. You are able to recognize what God is saying and release it on this earth. Amen. That is the new covenant power. That's the new covenant. Every believer's, all of us are called to walk in the counsel and the mind of God. Amen, church. That's why it's so powerful for us to, as the body of Christ, we know our inheritances. We need to know what Christ has been given to us. What Christ has been given to us. Amen. There's one powerful verse by a story, actually, that this inventor of a battery, car battery. I don't know if I told this story, but you know, he invented for, I think, for a very famous car brand. And he was listening on the sermon on the mind of Christ. He was listening, I have the mind of Christ. Heaven, when I talk about mind of Christ, that means that purpose of heaven is being revealed through me. And he began to think about it, I have the mind of Christ. Everywhere I go, I know exactly God, what God want me to do, what God don't want me to go. I walk, you know, I don't walk in the foolishness of the world, but I walk in the favor and the mind of God. As he began to meditate that, you know, in the dream, God gave him a formula. And he took that formula and began to look at the formula. And as the mind of Christ was being revealed, he took the formula, he found out that his battery is 100 times faster than Tesla itself. And over the years, he produced that, a born-again, spiritual man. He asked God for a formula. He began to form all those things. Ended up, he sold that technology to Mercedes and Ferrari for millions of dollars. What happened? God instructed his mind. God what? Instructed his mind. God spoke into his mind. God spoke into his heart. And it's a new covenant, believers. I want you to know God wants to reveal his heart for the world. God wants to reveal his counsel to people around you. Amen. Everyone that comes in the walk of your life, everyday church, everyone that comes abruptly, whatever, comes into your life, know that it's a God set up because they need the wisdom of God over their life. Amen. They need a touch of the Lord. They need something the world cannot give, but you and I can give, the wisdom and the counsel of God. Whether they are believers or not, they can still tap on the counsel of God. Amen. By that, they give their life to Jesus. Pastor Derek and I, we went to, I was trying to fix my car. And this guy came, and I thought he was drunk. He came, you know, he's drunk, and I thought he's drunk, you know, like he was, you know, then he was fixing his car, and we were talking to him. Suddenly, I said, Pastor Daddy, preach to him in Mandarin, you know, and he started shouting, he's saying something, and then I said, I interject and say this to him. I said, tell him that God wants to heal his mind. Tell him that something's off with his mind. And then he was doing, you know, the tinter, whatever. He looked at it and said, huh, some more, how do you know? And then I said, the moment the counsel comes like that, it's a sign God wants to speak more. And I lead in and I said, 16 years old, something happened to you, supposed to die. Something. He goes like, whoa. You know, like he's shocked, you know, unbelievable, shocked. And he goes, he's asking Daddy, how does he know all these things? Huh? He read mine or what? I said, no. I said, Jesus is here. He's speaking to you. And he said, 16 years old, he had dengue and almost died. After that, he had clouded brain. Every 12 o'clock, after 12 o'clock, he'll be very clouded. His mind is clouded. And he cannot make right decisions or whatever. And his wife comes and we begin to share about the counsel of. I didn't even share anything. I just said, this is what's happening. She opens up. Before I could pray for healing, I put my hand on her shoulder. God is healing your shoulder. And her shoulder gets healed. Here's the best part. Both, we led them to the Lord that morning. That morning we led them to the Lord. And the power of God, we just manifested. Why? The instruction of the Lord came into that moment. If I'm preaching this sermon, God, I believe God's going to instruct you to something that's powerful that you've never seen before. Everybody say, amen. Amen. Why can, how is that that we can have the mind of God? We can have the counsel of the Lord. In the moment you feel stuck, the moment you feel, Pastor Rajan not here, Pastor Johnny also not here, who do I talk to? Talk to the Lord. Counsel of the Lord comes over you. You know why we can have the counsel of the Lord? Number one, 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Amen. You are the temple, Uncle Chris. You are the temple of God. Here's the thing with the counsel of the Lord. The moment you hear the voice of the Lord in this temple, when you obey, you know what happens? God gives you more. God gives you more. God gives you more. You know, the moment you obey the counsel of what God is asking you to do at that moment, the voice of God becomes so clear over your life. Amen. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know the God who envisioned, God saw, you know, the God who saw sun and the moon and he spoke into being is the same Spirit that dwells inside of you. Amen. God, he lives inside because you are the temple. He lives inside of us to reveal to us the kingdom of God. Amen. And what we need these days, church, what we need in the marketplace, in your business, in your workplace, is people that's carrying the wisdom of God over their life. When you show up into certain places, the word of God comes. Amen. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be, you know, full-time. You just need to know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, amen. There's no confusion for the children of God. You are not called to live in the confusion. Pastor, I don't know, Allah. God might not have not revealed yet, but does not mean God is not speaking to you. Amen. Just because you don't know doesn't mean God is not revealing things to you. It's a relationship with the Lord. Because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Number two, why we could have this wisdom and counsel of the Lord? Because you and I can have this gift that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It's called the gift of wisdom. Amen. The wisdom of the Lord, as much as we operate in the healing, as much as we operate in the prophetic, wisdom is a gift from God. Amen. And wisdom of the Lord will teach your heart, will instruct. Everybody say instruct. It's like a voice that comes in the morning. Well, you know, that's the voice of the Lord. We need that instruction of the Lord. Adilag. We need that instruction of the Lord. This instruction will lead you in the path of God's plan and purpose for your life. That's why David says, in the morning, in the night, the Lord instructs my heart. Ask the Lord, Lord, instruct me, show me, feel me. There's no such thing as God doesn't know anything. There's no such thing as God doesn't know. Let me tell you, His name is the great I Am. You know what is I Am? It's immutable and it's internal. What is internal? He was never been created. He always existed. We are created and we are put in the time. We are in the time frame, you know. You know, we get 20, 30, 40 years old. But God, can you put God in time? Yes, you can. God come in from time. But time obeys Him. Seasons obeys God. When you understand that, you know, this wisdom is available for you and I, called to walk in this wisdom of the Lord, you will know what God has for you. The gift of wisdom of God. And I sense in my heart, God wants to give you wisdom like never before, because there's going to be favor in your life that you will need, you will require immeasurable supernatural wisdom of the Lord. Amen. The supernatural wisdom of the Lord will come upon you. Because we ask the Lord for that gift this morning, tonight. Lord, give me, like King Solomon, give me wisdom, God. Give me the gift of wisdom. Gift of wisdom is the instruction of the Lord. You know, it's a way of life. You know, instead of blaming your situation, instead of blaming people around you, instead of blaming the devil, tell the Lord, instruct my heart, Lord. You will see things, perspective change over your life. Things will begin to change. You will begin to see the eyes of God. Amen. You will begin to see God in that moment. Tonight, I believe God wants to give you a fresh gift of the wisdom. Amen. You'll begin to walk in the gifts. Number three, you know, how do you, you know, why can a believer, because, you know, I really sense, you know, it's just like the word says it. We have the mind of Christ. You know, we believe the word, like the word says you have the mind of Christ. What does that even mean, Aunt Catherine? I want to say tonight that you can think like Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can think like Jesus. You can think. You begin to have a divine thinking. Somebody say divine thinking. You begin to have to think like different. When you look at somebody, you go like, "Huh, I think differently of them." Why? You have the mind of Christ. Divine thinking of the Lord. And with the divine thinking of the Lord is what God reveals. It's the heart of God. You begin to experience, whoa, I thought like this, but God is thinking something else. You know, as you begin to believe this true church, I know God will begin to grow, you know, and the mind of God. That's what the scripture says. Who can counsel God? Who can counsel God? Can anyone instruct Him? I want you to know, as a believer, you can sit with God and have conversation about a few things. How many of you know that? You know, that you can have the mind of Christ because you are a friend of God. Amen. You're a friend of God. John chapter 15, Vicky. John chapter 15 says, I do not call you as a slave, but I call you as a friend. What did the friend do? They exchange their hearts. That's why God came to Moses and said, Moses, I want to destroy these people. God doesn't need to ask permission. God doesn't need it. But He told Abraham, that guys, they're quite bad, like, you know, the Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm going to destroy them. Why? When you are in friendship with God, before God does anything, He reveals Himself to you first. Amen. Before God can do anything on the earth. That's why, church, we are a powerful entity on the face of the earth. Why? The King of Glory, before He does anything in the earth, He comes to the church and say, church, this is what I'm going to do. That's why prayer meetings are so powerful. Amen. Prayer meetings are so powerful. Why? That's where we hear the voice of the Lord for the church. We hear the voice of the Lord for the city. God comes and, you know, he wants to reveal His heart. And because you are a friend, He will counsel with you. He'll begin to talk to you. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? You can actually tell God, maybe we should do this together. Lord, as you begin to hear the voice of the Lord, you develop friendship together with God. And that friendship is what keeps us, man. That's what we are called for. You know, we are called to have friendship with God. You become a friend of God. You become, you know, become a man that carries the heart of God. You know, I believe tonight, There's going to be a new dynamic of friendship with Jesus tonight. You're going to walk in the counsel of the Lord. You know, isn't it amazing that you can always hear what He's saying, what He's doing? You know, most of my conversation with all my friends is about what God is saying, what God is doing, guys. I don't have time to gossip. We don't have time to talk about anything else, but hear from the Lord and release it over the air. Somebody say, amen. And you know, on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, I just sat on my couch and I turned on my TV, you know, the worship song, "You Are My First Love." As I began to turn on the song, suddenly the atmosphere of my whole room changed. I knew the Lord was there. And the Lord began to speak to me about a few things, and I began to spend time with the Lord. Why? I am a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. Now, I looked at the time. It went a few hours and I, God, I didn't even know I was spending time with you. The counsel of the Lord comes on you. You begin to instruct. God started speaking to you about things to come. Like Nathaniel, God will speak to you. These are the things that I'm going to do. These are the things that, you know, I want to do. You know, God will begin to show you things that you have never seen before. Amen. And that your heart, you become so alive to Jesus. You won't be like, oh, you're so boring. Like, no, your heart is alive. Your heart is alive because you're hearing the voice of the Lord. Amen. It is the voice of the Lord keep your fire burning, church. Amen. It's the voice of the Lord. It's not even not so much about blessing. Blessings are amazing. God speaks through blessings too. But when the voice, you know, I pray that you'll begin to hear the voice of the Lord, and that will keep your heart so on fire for the Lord. And I know, finally, I want to end with this. You know, the Bible says that you are a new creation. You know, you are born as someone who carries the nature of God. 1 Corinthians chapter, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, you know, any man in Christ Jesus, a new creation, all things have passed away and everything has become new. You and I are called new creation. What is new creation? New creation means you existed new. The old is gone. You carry the divine nature of God. You carry the likeness of God. We were created in the image of God. God and us, you know, we look alike. You know, the image of God. That's why, you know, when God begins to dwell in you, you begin to recognize the voice of the Lord, because your sinful nature is done away through the cross of Jesus. Amen. Your curse of separation from God is broken on the cross. The cross made you available, you and I, able to draw near to God with confidence and ask Him for things because of the blood of Jesus. The cross of Jesus. You are a new creation. You are not somebody who always liked to sin. When you believe that, you are keep sinning, but believe that you are a saint of Jesus Christ. Your nature, you are born again into this beautiful kingdom of light. You are taken from the darkness, church. Your mind doesn't belong to darkness. Your mind belongs to the light of God. Amen. This, you know, your mind is a mind that's sanctified by the blood. You can catch the heavenly things. That's why when your mind goes against what's the light of God, that's why you walk, you know, you step into depression. You step into confusion. Why? Now you're partnering something that you're not supposed to have in your life. What is the kingdom of darkness? Your mind is supposed to be on the kingdom of light. Your mind's supposed to be in the power of the cross. That's why 90% of depression, 90% of, you know, all this confusion, whatever, it has to do what your mind is on. What you put your mind in. If you're going to put your mind in the negative emotions that you got stuck, whatever, that's what you're going to release, church. You cannot hear from God. You cannot worship God. You cannot walk in the divine plan of God. Why? You feel stuck. Oh, I am stuck. I'm in a stuck season. No, your season is never stuck. It's just your mind is stuck to the past. Amen. Your mind is set on the things above, where Christ is seated. Where's Christ seated, church? In the heavenly places. He's reigning in righteousness. Is Jesus sad? Is Jesus sad? Does Jesus suffer with cancer? Does Jesus suffer with tumor? Does Jesus suffer with confusion? Does Jesus have this moment of, I'm bored, God, nothing to feel? If Jesus doesn't have it, we shouldn't have it. Amen. If it's not in the mind of God, Auntie Kathy, it shouldn't be in our mind. Amen. a howler, I'm just a human being. But you carry the divine nature of God. You are not just a human being. No, you are thinking like an unbeliever. Your mind and your nature is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, church. Rise up to the wisdom of the Lord over your life. Amen. And the counsel of God. You watch too much TikTok. That's why you think like TikTok. Your mind also go TikTok. TikTok. Fix your mind on the things where Christ is seated. Sometimes we say, fix your mind on the word of God. But if you don't have a breakthrough in your mind, you will read the word in depression. And every word, depressing word you'll be reading. Yep, God is judging, yep. God is bad, yep, yep. Don't kill, yep, yep. Why? Now your mind is actually clouded. You read the word, you cannot get into it. Amen. That's why what you need to do? Break the agreement with the darkness. You know that hopeless thought that comes? Made a mistake, lah. God, do you think there's a mistake in Christ's mind? It shouldn't be in your mind. That's how I think. Oh, if that's not here, this is illegal. It's illegal for you to think something that God is not thinking. Amen. Come on, church, amen. Establish your mind on the things above. Does God gossip? I don't know. You know, I'm just kidding. He gossips about how we are amazing. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. See, you know, Calvary Community Church, they don't know what they're stepping into. That's what God thinks. But when you partner with hopelessness, yalla, Pastor, you know, this Abeng told me, that this business will not work, Pastor. I'm thinking, who's Abeng to tell you? Did Jesus tell you that? Amen. No, la, the according to the thing they say, that's not the voice of the Lord. Did Jesus tell you that? Does the word tell you that? If it's not in the mind of God, it shouldn't be in your mind. If it's in your mind, it's in, according to the kingdom standard, it's illegal. If it's illegal, you go like, Pastor, please pray, la, Pastor. I'm not saying don't pray. I'm just saying, church, we need to start eating milk and not just effing. We need to start eating meat in the kingdom of God, not just drink milk. The next verse, that's what he says, chapter 3. You just need to go into the place, God, reveal this to me, Pastor. God told me this is what's going to happen. Even if you have nothing to do, even God speaks to you, that will set you on fire for the Lord. Amen. I mean, the mind of God, because we carry the nature of God. What I'm sensing tonight, with the favor the Lord wants released to you, is going to come a great responsibility over your life. If you want the favor of the Lord, you want to break through the miracle of the Lord, God will look for responsible people who will carry what God has given to them through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, knowing their mind is the mind of the kingdom, so they can expand and extend the kingdom of God. Everybody say, why don't you stand to your feet tonight? We're going to take communion. Why don't you unpack your communion and then we're going to pray. I see grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody get your cup. Just unpack and get ready. We're going to just worship the Lord, take the communion, and then we're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Before we pray, right, I don't want to be so religious, and every time you unpack, you say the same thing. I want to close your eyes. Don't sink first, guys. Please. Close your eyes. Just look to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to rush through this moment. No music. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I want you to pray. Can you pray for a while, church? Just take your own words and pray. Say, Lord, sanctify my mind. Come on, individually pray. Come on. Come on, open your mouth, church. Come on. Come on, you are in the church. You can pray. Come on. Say, Lord, sanctify my mind. Let the wisdom of the Lord just fall on me. Let the wisdom of the Lord just fall. Yep, yep, yep. Go ahead and pray. God wants to meet you wherever you're at. Where are you struggling with your mind? Where are you struggling with your life? I tell you, God has a solution there. That dark place that you feel, God wants to take it away. God wants to release breakthrough. I sense breakthrough all over this place. I just sense breakthrough all over this place. Thank you, God. Thank you. Just pray, church. Just pray. Come on. Lift up a voice and begin to pray. Pray, Lord, let me walk in the gift and the counsel of the wisdom of the Lord. Let me walk in the counsel of the Lord. Come on. God's heart for you to be successful. God's heart for you that you will do well. Come on. Come on. That's the heart of God for you. God's heart for you is never to pull back from you, never to put you in a place to fall, never to bring you to a place that you will never meet your church. If any thoughts that's in you that's saying otherwise, come on, let it go. Let it go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I see breakthrough all over this place. Come on, break off agreement with the spirit of depression. If you're going through depression, if you're going through, even if you feel far away from the Lord, come on, tell the Lord, Lord, I break that agreement with that mind and I let it go. Come on, let it go. What it seems to be hopeless, I want you to know, in God's mind, there's no hopelessness. There shouldn't be on your mind. Come on. Come on, come on, let it out, let it out, let it out. Say, Lord, I let go of that hopelessness. I let go, yep, all over this place. Let's begin to pray. Come on, I sense a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God is delivering some of your sins. There's like shift of mindset. There's even pain, like I even sense, like, you know, your mind and emotions connected together. God is breaking that. Let go. Let go. You thought that last season was really good and you think this season is not good because you did something. God's saying, let go of that. Come on, let go, let go, let go of your good, of your past. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, yes, just begin to sing to the Lord. Just say, Lord, I just give you my mind. You have a sanctified imagination. Mind of God. Mind of God. Mind of God. Mind of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mind of God. Mind of God. Mind of God. God, we just pray. I sense some of you must let go of your past. In your mind. Sometimes, you know, it's like a fantasy that comes in your mind. I don't know who it is, but like a fantasy. Some of you, I sense the Lord is actually doing some mind work this morning. Like, you know, religious spirit can make you feel so religious, but you might not be hearing the voice of God. Break off. Lord, we break off every religious spirit in this place. Every sense of Lord, religious spirit, just break it off. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, we are called to be on fire for the Lord, church. We are the church of Jesus Christ. He's coming back for us. The bridegroom of Jesus. If your emotions are like, you know, you don't feel like, you know, if you don't feel near to the Lord, break off. Lord, I break off that sense of, Lord, distance of God. The enemy be saying, God is far away. You cannot hear from him. But tonight the Lord is saying, I'm close to you. And I'm speaking to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. Receive the anointing. Some of you, the Lord's going to, you know, when you're driving, you're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Many of you think like, oh, Pastor, I haven't read the Bible, but God can still reveal himself to you. Come on. Come on. The voice of the Lord will lead you to the word of God. Come on. Thank you. You just need the voice of the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Breakthrough, 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 Lord. Breakthrough. Some of you, your mind is being shifted and you're going to see physical healing. You're going to sense physical healing. There's a voice that, you know, you grew up with this voice that God is far away. I need to do everything I need for God to be near to me. That's a lie of the enemy. Thank you, God. Let's just let go of the thoughts, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Can we just begin to sing in the spirit, church? Come on. Just a few more moments. I'm going to close the service, but just hang in there. Begin to pray in the spirit. Breakthrough, breakthrough, Lord. If there's no sickness in the mind of God, there's no sickness in our mind. Come on. If there's no depression in the mind of God, there's no depression. Come on. Breakthrough, Lord. Come on, just lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit.
and I exalt thee.
Come on, lift him up tonight.
And I exalt thee.
We exalt you, Lord, and I exalt thee. Oh, Lord.
We exalt the name of Jesus.
Something is happening tonight. Come on.
I exalt thee. I exalt.
Communion. Take the bread in your hand. Father, we thank you for the atmosphere of breakthrough in this place. Surely God is shifting minds. God is saying tonight, let go of your old system. Let go of your old way of thinking. I, the Lord, is going to do new thing in your midst. I, the Lord, is about to do new things in your life. And it shall spring forth, says the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the cross of Jesus. Can we take 30 seconds, just thank the Lord for the cross? Come on. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the breakthrough. It is because of the cross, Lord, I can inherit this nature, that mind of God, the counsel of God, which bring peace and life, Father. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for the cross. And if you're here standing here, you don't know Jesus, just right moment to receive Jesus right now. And tell Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sin and cleanse my life, and you will be born again in Jesus' name. Thank you for the body, Lord, you shed on the cross for us. This body was broken for us, and we pray as we take this bread, Lord. Lord, we pray for a breakthrough of our mind, Lord, that we will have the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. And everybody say, let's partake the bread together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's take the cup in our hand and sing, I exalt thee. Come on.
I exalt thee, and I exalt thee, and I exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt you, Lord, and I
Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus made a way for us to enter the most holy place, your presence, Lord. In your presence, there's no absence. In your presence, there is no confusion. Lord, as we partake this blood together, let this be an emblem of a breakthrough for our mind, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's partake together. You can put your cup down. Let's pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Some of you have not been sleeping well. Tonight, the Lord is releasing rest over you. Lift your hand to the Lord, church, right now. Thank you, God. Father, I pray for your people tonight. I pray for your people tonight. I release the mind of the Lord, the anointing for the new thinking of the Lord, the anointing to think like kings and queens, the anointing to think like Christ. As they go out from this place, I pray for the favor of the Lord to rest. That thing which is not solved over your life, by the end of this year, the Lord say, I will solve it for you. that thing that's still pending, you're going to see a conclusion of the Lord over that. And the mind of God is going to come over you, over your children, and you are highly favored by the Lord. And all God's people say, amen, amen. God bless you, church. If you need prayer, come in front. We pray for you. If not, God bless you. We'll see you again next week.